there is one critical hormone that you need to get your erection. Stay tuned to find out what that is.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fixed. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Well, hello there, modern man. Today, we're going to talk about what the testosterone do to erection. Something important to think about is that testosterone is important for your libido, which is your sex drive, and the mother hormone of testosterone is produced in the brain, and that produces a hormone called luteinizing hormones, or LH, which then relay to the testicles where testosterone is being produced for a man. And testosterone actually travel in the blood. And in my last video, I had said that the receptor for testosterone, the receptor is kind of like the hole in the key, is different in every man. And every man responds to testosterone differently. And that every man has a different sweet spot for testosterone. Some are like a little bit more testosterone than normal for them to feel good. Some doesn't need that much. So it varies. Having said that, testosterone travel in the blood and it has really two areas for sexual function is that testosterone actually affects the brain function for arousal and desire. And so testosterone do affect the brain. And if you have heard past videos from myself, I always said that the brain is the largest sexual organ. Everything starts in the brain, not in the organ below the belt. So in order for you to get an erection, you have to get aroused and you have to have sensation, meaning sensory input from the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, and touch. So that is the factor of testosterone contribute to that. So if your testosterone level is low, your sex drive will be low, your arousal and your sensation will be low in the brain. So it starts in the brain. The brain is that engine that gets us started. And then from the brain, it transmits to the nerve in the back of your neck, and then the nerve stimulate the heart to beat faster, and then it goes to the blood vessel in your body, and the blood vessel open up at the base of the penis, and then the muscle of the penis gets relaxed, and therefore the blood fills in the penis. So the second area that testosterone work on is actually on the penis, and actually the muscle of the penis. So interestingly, if you have low testosterone, and I had talked in my last videos that when you have low testosterone, the receptor, which is on the corpus cavernosum, which is the muscle of the penis, starts to atrophy. So when it doesn't have the key, which is testosterone that fit in the hole, the smooth muscle actually starts to atrophy. And when it starts to atrophy, it actually develops scar tissue and also fatty tissue on the muscle. So that's why when blood fills the penis, it's hard for it to get distended because the muscle atrophy and it's kind of filled in with fat. It's because you have low testosterone. So testosterone affects the brain and arousal and sensation and desire. And it also affects the muscle of the penis to allow it to have good flexibility and good expansion. And that low testosterone is replaced with more fatty tissue and scar tissue, and it's difficult for the penis to expand. Now, there are other factors that contribute to the blood flow to the penis other than testosterone. Other causes of blood flow restriction could be from high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, stress, inadequate sleep, poor diet, and no exercise. All of those compounding with lower testosterone will make the ED worse. Now, I had mentioned that testosterone starts to drop 1 to 2% after the age of 30. So if you're a 50-year-old man, you've had a 20% drop by that time if you are even healthy. But if you're a guy that needs high testosterone to function, you're going to notice some symptoms of low libido, fatigue, your orgasm is not as strong, not as intense, and even the sensation is not as intense in your penis. You start to have less muscle mass and more irritability, mood irritability, and decrease in your focus and productivity. So that's when it's a good time for you to get a blood level of testosterone and see a doctor that specializes in hormone replacement therapy to see how you can actually be treated for hormone replacement therapy. And that testosterone therapy, according to the American Urological Association, does not contribute to prostate cancer. And in fact, right now, they're thinking that testosterone may even be protective as well too. So there is a swing from being maybe contributing to may even be protective, but it does not contribute to prostate cancer. And American Urology Association also state that testosterone could also be cardioprotective. So the American Urological Association guidelines also indicate that testosterone does not increase cardiovascular risk. So that's important to note. So if a man is having symptoms and sign of testosterone deficiency, then he should seek treatment. And so having said that, I hope that you find this helpful. I would appreciate it if you like and subscribe to the channel. Let me know what you think. And that just know that there's a lot of misinformation out there and that I create the Modern Man Club to coach you to have sexual restoration with natural solution and where you get to actually interact with me live and I will answer your question. So I call that the Modern Man Club. You can check it out, the link below this video, and you can go and just type in noedman.com to check out the Modern Man Club. I hope to see you in there. See you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit menssexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.